assistance, there is no pride lost when it comes to farm rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
When we get a frost, forage crops such as Sudan grass, sorghum, and sorghum Sudan grass hybrids will build up a toxic gas called prussic acid. Cattle and sheep are very susceptible to prussic acid poisoning. Signs include staggering, labored breathing, spasms, and foaming at the mouth, and they can die within an hour if not treated. There are steps you can take to prevent it. If you haven't had a frost yet, avoid grazing on nights when there's a chance for frost because the toxin will develop in the plant within hours. Rebecca Vitito is an extension field agronomist at Iowa State University. She also recommends not grazing any wilted plants or new regrowth coming from those plants.
When it's developing that new regrowth is going to have really high potential levels of that prussic acid. We want people to wait to graze until that new growth is at least 18 to 20 inches or 24 to 30 inches for like sorghum Sudan grass. Now, sometimes in the fall, like in Iowa, you know, if it's not that tall, you know, once we have that light frost, I don't expect those warm season annuals to grow a whole lot more.
Your next option is to stop grazing the forage and harvest it to feed later.
You know, if you were to mow it and let it dry, those forages should be safe to feed within 5 to 6 days after being dried. So that would be one potential option there. You could also chop it for silage. And then if we wait the proper time, usually we want to delay feeding that silage for at least 8 weeks after ensiling. That's also going to greatly reduce that risk.
If there is a concern with harvested forages, have a forage sample tested to eliminate any concerns with feeding. Learn more about prussic acid and frosty forages at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another deadly weekend in the Middle East. 4 Palestinians killed, dozens more severely burned in an Israeli airstrike at a Gaza hospital courtyard. People had set up tents there after being displaced from their homes. ABC's Christiane Cordero with more on another strike.
Israel says 4 of its soldiers were killed and more than 60 people were injured after a Hezbollah drone strike against an army base in northern Israel. The attack was in response to Israeli strikes in Lebanon last week. Israeli officials are investigating how the drones were able to bypass Israeli air defenses. Some analysts speculate the drones may have been close to the ground to avoid radar.
The Pentagon is sending new sophisticated anti-missile defense systems to Israel and about 100 U.S. troops to operate them. Member of a far-right fringe group was arrested outside a Trump rally over the weekend in California. There were weapons and ammunition in his car, but sources say the Secret Service does not believe it was an assassination attempt. This is ABC News. Hundreds of thousands expected to hit the streets of New York City today for the annual Columbus Day Parade. ABC's Phil Tate.
This event is billed as the largest celebration of Italian-American heritage. I mean, we're talking about 35,000 participants, over a 500,000 spectators that will come out here to Fifth Avenue. The NYPD getting ready to expect many of those who will line the streets. There'll be a sea of Italian flags, and that's just over 100 marching bands, dozens of floats, and live performances as the city pays homage to its Italian cultural roots.
A documentary that aired over the weekend in Spain points to a DNA study that now shows Columbus was not Italian, but born to a family of Jewish silk spinners in Spain. And making its debut in Dresden, Germany, a three-armed orchestra conductor. It's a robot, and its designers say it isn't supposed to replace human conductors. Instead, they say it's a demonstration of how to make complex music that would be impossible for a human to lead. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Again, Scent Bead Story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maracas, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scentbeads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scentbeads. Try Gain Scentbeads, way fresher than detergent alone.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For excellence in auto bodywork and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From bodywork to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 50. Tonight, clearing overnight. Our low, 32. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. By Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high back up to 59. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin hospitals are contending with a hurricane-induced shortage of IV fluids. Helene hit a North Carolina plant that produces much of the nation's supply of sterile intravenous fluids. Wisconsin Hospitals Association says all its member hospitals and health systems are being affected. A Janesville business is defending itself from allegations of repeated federal safety violations. OSHA inspections found in April of last year and April of this year that employees of Universal Recycling Technologies were exposed to unsafe levels of lead and cadmium while dismantling cathode ray tubes from older TVs. A Fond du Lac County woman and three teens are accused of a poaching rampage. DNR wardens and Fond du Lac County prosecutors say the 36-year-old Campbellsport woman and three teens killed over 100 deer between last spring and July of this year. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's 2006. While I'm milking cows, I'm noticing every once in a while, not only do I have a headache, but I'm noticing black spots in my vision. It turns out it was a brain tumor the size of a grapefruit.
My name is Tina Hinchley.
We run a family farm here in Wisconsin. Back then, most farmers didn't have health insurance. You try to figure out, what are you going to do to pay these bills? 2013, my brain tumor comes back, and I'm also diagnosed with breast cancer. But now, the Affordable Care Act has been passed, and now I have coverage. Farmers and people in the rural communities depend on affordable health care. Trump doesn't care if he takes away health care from us. He doesn't care what the consequences would be for me and my family. Doggone it, Kamala Harris is out there for us, protecting and expanding the Affordable Care Act. She fought for us to get health care, and she's fighting for us to keep it.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. Bauer Plumbing and Service, Durand. And the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Over the weekend, some western Wisconsin poultry farmers contracted to grow chickens for Pure Prairie Poultry were forced to sell the chickens for $1 after the company walked away. Pure Prairie Poultry closed its processing plant in Charles City and then stopped paying for feed for more than a million chickens in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. Some of the flocks have not been fed for over 9 days, and while Minnesota and Iowa have procedures in place to take over the flocks, Wisconsin does not. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden says he does plan on reaching out to Governor Tony Evers on the need to look into having plans in place.
Policy stuff, we're going to have to get down into it and look at it very seriously and see what we can affect, because the state of Minnesota and the state of Iowa, they have a safety net for poultry growers. The state of Wisconsin doesn't. That means I got to get with Governor Evers' office and say, hey, man, we're going to have to look at this and see if we can have a statewide safety net for all of our agriculture industry. So I was unaware that that didn't exist here in Wisconsin. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of work to do here.
In a statement to WRDN Radio, Wisconsin Department of Agriculture spokesperson Sam Goh said, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection does not have the statutory authority to assume control of the birds unless it's related to an animal disease response, unquote. The Eau Claire Police Department is warning the public of fraud cases. An Anoka County missing persons case led Eau Claire police officers to solving a fraud case. Officers found the missing person in a Eau Claire hotel who was there to pay who they believed to be an FBI agent $32,000. The fraud suspect entered the hotel as police spoke with hotel staff and was identified as 40-year-old Chikamar Patel. Police recovered the $32,000. Wisconsin's next AI meeting will hear from both big tech and local news managers. The Study Committee on the Regulation of Artificial Intelligence is meeting tomorrow at UW-Stout. Representatives from both Google and Microsoft are scheduled to speak to lawmakers. So are local news managers from La Crosse. The panel is trying to find ways where Wisconsin can regulate artificial intelligence and find out where AI's biggest threats are. The hope is to have something for lawmakers to vote on sometime next year. Wisconsin's Attorney General says he's ready to defend the results of the November election. Attorney General Josh Kull said on Upfront yesterday that he has the utmost confidence in Wisconsin's electoral system. Kull said Wisconsin's elections are safe and secure and have been tested over and over again. Some voters have lingering questions about the 2020 election in Wisconsin. Kull said those election results, however, stood up to several legal challenges. He says his office defended the last election and is ready to do the same again this year. It's the first sign of the holiday season. The Canadian Pacific Railroad says the holiday train will be making stops in western Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota December 10th. The train will be in La Crosse on December 10th at 2:15 p.m., Winona at 3:45, Wabasha at 5:45, and Hastings at 8:15. The train will eventually make its way all the way to Canada's west coast a few days before Christmas. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. Foxconn says it will expand its factory in Mexico. The company last week said it would build the largest GB200 production facility on the planet at its factory in Guadalajara, Mexico. Foxconn is doing work for Nvidia, which is a new technology company. Foxconn already has a huge presence in Mexico with over 30,000 employees and 7 campuses. No one is saying just how many new jobs will be connected to the new expansion. Many people in southeast Wisconsin are still sour that Foxconn's promised campus in Pleasant Prairie never panned out. No word when that factory will be finished in Mexico. A candidate in the Minnesota 2nd Congressional District is pulling out. The third party candidate, Thomas Bowman, said he suspended his campaign because he felt he was tricked by a group called the Patriots Run Project to enter the race. He believes he was recruited by Democrats for the sole purpose of hurting Republican challenger Joe Tirab in the race against incumbent Congresswoman Angie Craig. The organization reportedly reached out to Bowman on Facebook and provided him $20,000 worth of in-kind donations by collecting the 1,000 signatures he needed to get on the ballot. He's now endorsing Tirab, who's a former assistant federal prosecutor. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will make $93 million in investments in rural Wisconsin. Rural Development State Director Julie Lassa said $1.3 million is going to the Rural Energy for America program, which will help 21 solar, wind, or geothermal or small-scale hydropower projects. The other $91 million is going to solar array projects in La Crosse and Dane counties. A massive deer poaching ring has been exposed following a month-long investigation. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Department and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources believe over 100 deer were illegally killed between spring of 2023 and July of 2024. The crimes took place in an area covering the counties of Fond du Lac, Washington, and Dodge. Four suspects have been identified from Campbellsport, three 16-year-old males and one 36-year-old female. Madison hospitals are responding to the national saline shortage. The nation's largest IV supplier shut down after Hurricane Helene devastated North Carolina. The shutdown is affecting hospitals in Madison and nationwide. Hospitals in Madison have not seen a major decline yet, but they are carefully tracking saline usage to make sure supplies last. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
A different kind of football was at Lambeau Field over the weekend. Girls flag football teams from four Wisconsin high schools competed in a tournament during halftime of Sunday's game between the Packers and Arizona Cardinals. The tournament featured matchups between Blackhawk and Kickapoo and Muskego versus Verona. It was part of an effort by the Packers to encourage girls to play sports and stay active. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Minnesota Wild are on a two-game losing streak following a 2-1 overtime loss to the Winnipeg Jets in Canada. Minnesota got on the board first with a goal from Jake Middleton in the opening period, but Winnipeg responded before the start of the second and scored the game winner less than a minute into overtime. Minnesota has 4 points and a 1-0-2 record. The Wild visit St. Louis tomorrow night. The Minnesota Lynx got off to a slow start during an 80-66 loss to the New York Liberty in Game 2 of the WNBA Finals. The Lynx were outscored by 10 in the first quarter and trailed the entire game. Nafasia Kolir finished with 16 points in the losing effort. The best-of-five series is now tied at a game apiece. Minnesota hosts New York in Game 3 on Wednesday. The Minnesota Timberwolves suffered their first preseason loss during a 115-110 defeat against the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Anthony Edwards poured in 31 points in 26 minutes of action. The Wolves are 2-1 in exhibition play. Minnesota will visit Chicago Wednesday. The Minnesota Vikings will spend the week getting ready for their Week 7 contest against the Detroit Lions. Minnesota had a bye week during Week 6 after winning their first 5 games of the season. The Lions entered the game at 4-1 as after a blowout of Dallas means that the matchup will determine first place in the NFC North through 7 weeks. This Sunday's game kicks off at noon.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta 8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand, or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Jordan Love passed for 258 yards and 4 touchdowns to lead the Packers to their second straight win, 34-13, over the Arizona Cardinals at Lambeau on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Christian Watson and Jaden Reed each caught a touchdown pass, and Romeo Doubs hauled in a pair while the Packers rushed for 179 yards on the ground. There would be no slow starts for the Packers on this day as Jordan Love helped put 24 on the board in the first half.
It was huge. That was the goal for us coming in this game, was to be able to start fast and get in that rhythm. And obviously, I think the first drive, not coming with points was tough, but we were able to, build on that and get back and start building on that rhythm we wanted to have. So, like I said, we take it 1 week at a time, but it was nice to come out here and just have that rhythm and, execute on offense.
Defensively, the Packers collected 3 more takeaways to give them 17 in the first 6 games. That's just 1 fewer than the 18 they had all of last year. Football: Badgers crushing Rutgers 42-7 on Saturday. Running back Tui Walker ran for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns in the win.
And that was the motto coming in this game. We knew that they win their games by being physical, and we just had to be more physical than them this week. And my O-line showed. Defense been doing an amazing job setting the tone. They have a great running back, great running game. Our defense played their ball game today, and offense just matched their energy.
Former Badger basketball coach Bo Ryan inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame on Sunday.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. I want you to know that as I accept this honor tonight, I accept it for all of us and all of you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team pulled off a two-game sweep of number 3 Minnesota Duluth with a 7-3 win on Sunday. The Badgers off to a 6-0 start this season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Forecast for today, we'll have increasing clouds, some widespread frost here early this morning, otherwise afternoon highs low 50s, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight cloudy, a slight chance of a shower in the evening, partly cloudy late with areas of frost, lows near 30. And for Tuesday, sunshine, frost early with highs in the mid-50s. Currently across the region, we do have some clouds around the area. Wabasha and Nelson at 37, Lake City 36, Pepin 35, Plum City 34, Ogalle and Mondovi 32 here at WRDN. Do have a few clouds, otherwise a clear sky. 32 with Zach Brown and Knee Deep. It's 7:25.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, sent me back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee-deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
I ought to be a jealous man. I look the other way, they're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her, they try and get to her, but I know they can't. Oh, she never lets it go. Every move, hoping she don't love me. I know it by the way they hang around. But they don't realize there's more to her than what meets the eye. That's why I'm certain, no matter what they do, to reach her now.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Drive my crazy.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Lanny Wilson, 4x4 by you on this Monday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Also, a busy, busy day around here, especially during the 9 o'clock hour. At about 9:10 this morning, we'll continue our coverage of the situation here in western Wisconsin and also Minnesota and Iowa with you. Pure Prairie Poultry. That's just a tough one for me to say. But Pure Prairie Poultry and their abandonment of their contract growers. Of course, we've been following this story really since Wednesday evening. When I really received the first type of notification of it. But we're going to have Wisconsin 31st State Senator Jeff Smith in at about 9:10. I had a chance to talk with Senator Smith yesterday, and we will be talking about the lack of any type of response from the state of Wisconsin to this. And so we will have that with Senator Smith coming up at about 9:10 this morning. Then in the last half hour at about 9:30 or so, we're going to have some representatives in from the Plum City School District. Big referendum coming up on the fall election. And so we're going to talk with the folks from the Plum City School District about that referendum and what they're wanting to do, what it all means, that sort of thing. So we'll be doing that again at about 9:30 this morning. But again, a big story, of course, the situation here in western Wisconsin over the weekend. I had a chance to visit with some of the farmers as well that have been affected by this. I did that on Saturday, and it's an incredibly sad situation. And really, for most of these farmers, they were cut off. Well, really, all of the farmers were cut off. Basically, September 30th or thereabouts, the company had notified the state of Wisconsin on September 30th that this is what was going to be happening, where the company just, we're not bringing in any feed, we're not reimbursing you for any feed, whatever. And so for a lot of these contract growers for this company, over the weekend, they were basically selling chickens for a dollar a bird because there's no feed. They hadn't eaten for many of them. They hadn't eaten for over 9 days. One of the farms I was at, they were actually going on Saturday. They were going to go to Farm and Fleet just to get something. They were getting a pallet of cracked corn, but frankly, that may last 3 seconds. And so it's just been a terrible situation overall. And so we're doing, like I've said on some of the videos I did on our Facebook page over the weekend, I have farm broadcasters that have picked this story up nationwide from California to New York. There's four or five of us in four states that are all trying to do something a little different so that we can, you know, once Jesse Allen's been harping on USDA, Susan Littlefield's been harping on some of the agriculture folks, the departments of agriculture. So is Dustin Hoffman in Iowa. And so, yeah, we've got a lot of different moving pieces and parts here with this all, trying to find out what's happened, what's going on, and why did it happen. I have now been told I will have a chance to talk with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin today, and so we'll be having that in a future edition of the Morning Farm Report as well, also, or even tomorrow morning if I can get everything all put together today. We'll have Wisconsin Farm Bureau or Farm, again, I'm always mixed up, Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. We'll be chatting with him. I did an interview with him on Friday, and we'll have that interview tomorrow morning at about 6:45 during the Morning Farm Report. So we'll kind of keep you up to date on this. There was a group as well that was actually helping out, trying to take some of these birds to eastern Wisconsin to have them processed and people could buy them. And we're going to be talking with those folks as well. I'm going to try to get that interview set up here later today as well. So a lot of different moving pieces and parts and all that. And we'll just do the best we can with what we got. We're still waiting to hear anything from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture if they are going to do a press conference or something. That is what myself and some other farm broadcasters have been asking for. I started to demand it. And if they do agree to that, I get it. It might be really dry and it might be really boring for some of you. But I'm also considering of airing that live on air if and when they decide to have something like that. Or are they just going to, if they may not want to do that, they may do individual interviews with each one of us. Well, that's fine too. I have no problem with that. And then we'll have the interviews as well. So that's kind of what's happening here with all of this right now. But please keep in mind, please remember, the farmers were left holding the bag. I mean, that's as simple as that. They were basically just, they grew these chickens for this company. The company was responsible for the feed and all of that. The farmer was responsible for safe shelter and feeding, you know. Yes, they would feed them the feed that was supposed to be purchased by the company. And the company just said, we're not doing that anymore. You're on your own. Have a nice day. Well, again, you know, $20,000 a week at one farm to be able to try to keep them these flocks fed. Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, when I was first going to, when I first heard about this and I was going to the first farm, I thought, well, maybe I can help out here. What could I do? And then when I found out that's how much it was for a week, I was like, I don't have 20 grand lying around, that's for sure, to just, you know, each week. And I don't think there's a big enough GoFundMe that could have done that for just not just one farm, but how many that have been affected here by this here in western Wisconsin. I've heard different reports, but I would say anywhere from 100 to 160,000 birds are affected by this. There's the breeding stock. That's a kind of a, they're affected, but it's kind of a different situation where other, from what I've been told, other companies have come in and said, well, we'll take over those and help you out. So it's kind of all, there's a lot of, like I say, a lot of different moving parts and pieces with all of this, but we'll, when I know, you'll know, is pretty much how we'll keep that in mind. Oh, another thing going on, no mail today. Don't go to the bank either. Banks and mail are closed or off today for the federal holiday, so if you're waiting for the mail today, there will be no mail, and nope, you can't go to the bank either as they are closed for the day. Cooler weather is what we see so far this to start the work week. It will warm back up, but we'll have details with that weather forecast coming up.
Being there every minute, year after year. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, it's not just our way of doing business, it's our way of life. Providing the energy our community relies on every day. And as a Touchstone Energy Cooperative member, that means value that goes far beyond the energy we provide. It's value you can't really put a price on.
Join Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services for their Customer Appreciation Breakfast Saturday, October 26th from 9 till 11:30.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers? Steak fajitas? Or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about. No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we brew more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Since 2014, our legislature has refused federal dollars to help expand health care in Wisconsin. We left well over $1 billion of our own federal tax dollars on the table. Accepting federal dollars will help rural Wisconsin and save us money. Vote for me, and I'll vote for you to ensure that we have a strong medical system in rural Wisconsin at a good price. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton for state senate.
Increasing clouds throughout the day today. We'll have highs low 50s, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of an evening shower. Partly cloudy late, areas of frost as well, lows low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, frost early, highs mid-50s. Wednesday, sunny, frost in the morning, warmer, highs near 60. Do have a few clouds across the region this morning, otherwise a mostly clear sky. Wabasha, Nelson 37, Lake City 36, Pepin 35, Plum City 34, Mondovi, Nogale 32. Here at WRDN, do have a mostly clear sky and 32 with Florida-Georgia line. And around here, it's 746.
Hammer and a nail, stacking them bales. I'm dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell. And Jesse's getting ready. I'm gassing up the Chevy. I'm gonna pick her up at six. I hope she's gonna wear them jeans with a tear that her mama never fixed. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. We find a little spot on the edge of town. Twist off, sip a little, pass it around. Dance in the dust, turn the radio up. And that fireball whiskey whispers temptation in my ear. It's a feeling alright Saturday night. And that's how we do it round here. Yeah, that's how we do it round here. Mud on the grips, wild cherry on her lips. I've been working and trying and flirting and dying for an all night kind of kiss. The country on the boombox, candles on the toolbox. I'm doing everything right. Got the country boy charm turning all the way.
She tells her friends I'm perfect and that I know me better than that. Picnics and blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. I'm into culture, clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe that's too small. Oh, I caught her with an issue of Brides magazine, staring at dresses and out rings. But you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be, all my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love that cat. Oh, but you know me better than that.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait, you know me better than that. 7:52, I'm Brian Winnikins. By the way, if you missed our interview with the Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, it's now available on our podcast page. Again, I had a chance to talk with him on Thursday during when really all of this, the situation with Pure Prairie Poultry started. So that's on our podcast page. We also have one of the affected farmers, an interview with him on our podcast page. And also Wisconsin Farm Bureau Vice President Joe Brager is also on our podcast page, along with all of our other interviews. Again, that's at our website, realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab. Here's a very interesting celebration going on. I don't know about this, but Austin, Texas officials are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. Really? The cult classic horror film was released on October 11th, 1974. The Austin mayor proclaimed last Friday as Texas Chainsaw Massacre Day at an event featuring several of the film's actors. The film was The movie was filmed at multiple sites in Austin and Central Texas. It received widespread acclaim upon its release and was hailed as a shining example of what independent cinema could offer. Again, hey, let's have a special day. Well, Texas Chainsaw Massacre Day. I just... doesn't work for me.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.